This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
And we're ready for our guests, aren't we? We're really more than ready.
We really are.
We've been talking about this one for a while. We did ask everybody what they would wish for if they indeed had a lamp.
Yes.
We'll get on to what we would actually wish for. We'll let them know. But joining us now is Ainsley and Michael, or Aladdin and the Genie.
Oh, yes. Applause. Thank you. Welcome. Hello. Thank you so much.
And this is, bearing in mind, this is a Wednesday, then does that mean you've done a matinee? And
right. Now you're having a breather in between.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what a great way to relax.
of course, to come hang out with y'all. Of course.
Exactly.
Why not?
It's one of those shows that people would be familiar with having watched the movie, having watched that DVD or whatever. It's been on Broadway. It's been in London. It's been on in Australia a little while now, hasn't it?
Yes.
What is it like for you then as the Genie, night after night, to be in a show like this? I mean, you look like you're having the time of your life.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, also working your ass off.
It is definitely a workout, but it's a wonderful workout and a dream to get to play this role and come to Australia to do it. I mean,
are you not Australian?
I am not Australian, mate.
Okay. What was that?
Yes. Yeah. I know my accent is horrible, but I'm obsessed with.
You do a little bit of an Aussie reference.
Oh yeah, we had to get something, give it to our Aussie friends, you know. But it's really been wonderful and to be here in Australia. I mean, Australia.
I know, it's on. Amazing, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
I think most of us that live here are grateful, because it is incredible, Australia, isn't it?
So it's an amazing
You were in
country.
The Broadway production.
I was in the original Broadway production. And so to really get to sort of see the show, be a part of it from the beginning in the studio and see when you do a new show and see it come up to life and come up on stage. It's an honor to get to be a part of that. And also just sort of this show in particular is such a beloved show all over the world.
Yeah.
So to be able to see what they actually, all the incarnations of it to what you see now is a really, really magical thing.
Yes.
And
that's Disney though, isn't it?
Of course.
I mean, that's the beauty of Disney. We all grew up on it.
The Disney magic, if
it
you
is,
will.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes. And Ainsley, that's exactly what this has got. When you sit there and, a lot of us go to a lot of musicals, a lot of shows, nowadays you need to be wowed, I think, when you're going to see something like this. And that's what this production does, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. This show is truly a spectacle. The costumes, the set, the lighting, the technical elements of the show, and then you have some fantastic performances on stage like my friend
you
him.
Young man. I was looking over your because obviously we get sent lots of information about you all, and I think there might be a bit of an error because it says Ainsley 25. Surely that can't be right. I've never felt so old in all my life. 25.
I hate to break it, but yes, that's true.
Just wonderful news, isn't it?
It's amazing, right?
I would never guess your age, young man, either, Michael. But I mean, the whole cast's energy is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think when you're on stage in a Disney musical, it's hard not to feel that energy. You step onto that stage in those costumes with that set, and it just sort of oozes out of you. You're back in your childhood. You're living one of your favorite Disney movies on stage in real life.
That must be a whole lot of fun, yeah, to really be able to take those characters that you know in that way and transform them for everyone on stage.
Absolutely. What always freaks me out is that some people come and they've not seen the movie, and so this is their first time acquainting themselves with Aladdin, with the story. And so I think to myself, Michael, myself, Heber, who plays Jasmine, we are their reference for those characters, which is such a crazy thing to think about, you know, that when somebody, this person thinks of Aladdin, they think of me as Aladdin or Michael as
the genie. They think of the chocolate man.
Right.
And I love that.
I think of it often. we've got no choice. I mean, as we arrive at the venue, there are these you're absolutely massive outside the theatre, aren't you?
Yes,
right. I wish my arms were that big in real life.
Well, I took my daughter along and she said about your arms. You know, and she's only 10.
That's only 10.
Stop it, get in.
A lot of people say stuff about his arms.
Yeah. Won't that's stop it kind. Either. Yeah. We'll go to some music because there's obviously lots more we want to ask you, and we'll keep you just before the curtain goes up.
Yes.
Fine, you'll be fine. You'll make it. Have you got understudies?
We do.
Yes.
We have a lovely.
There you go.
We'll call them now.
Troy, your understudy. Troy Sussman.
Oh, he is one of them. Yeah. Yes.
How many have you got?
Two. Well, we both have like two covers. Yeah. So, but and who are wonderful and, you know, such. They're awesome. No, please.
No, of course they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't get the bloody job, would they?
Exactly.
All right, we've got our guests in. It's Ainsley and Michael. It is Aladdin and the Genie. And you've got a gig later on tonight. What do you do to get ready then? What's your sort of show rituals?
Ooh, you go. You've got
you're glad that you're not having to be painted blue, though, surely.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, God, I'm pretty...
Do you like a drink?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
No, oh my gosh. No, I actually love listening to music. I listen to, you know, a little bit when I get, I usually come to the theater about an hour and a half before or so, but I kind of like to just sort of like sit and sort of just sort of be there. I'm not a big sort of like, you know, process of like all of these rituals before a show, but I do love just sort of like listen to music. I kind of like to walk into the house, which is fun for me to sort of see the empty house while the crew is getting ready. I love seeing the crew
way when we do a show.
I do. I love seeing the crew get ready for their show, you know, as like backstage. Mm. There's just something cool about that for me that I really respond
it
to.
Irks
I've always
you then. It probably irks you.
Yeah, yeah. It's just something I love to do. But yeah, so that's and then I have to get my makeup call about 10 till the hour.
Awful lot of glitter.
Oh, yes.
If anyone would, you know, well, I mean, this is a gay lesbian radio station. We know glitter. but it's once you've got that on, it never leaves.
You find glitter in places, you know, that you're like, where
the
that, you know, my dog, I have a little French bulldog back in the States, and I would come home from doing it, you know, in New York, and I don't know how, I'll wake up in the morning and all of a sudden there'd be glitter in her ear. Like little glitter on her little nose. So, you know.
Yeah,
which
always.
Is great.
What about you? Have you got a bit of a show ritual that you like?
Yeah, I mean, every day I always have to do something physical before the show. If I come into work...
That's us out.
which seems ridiculous because we do the show 8 times a week, so it's already ridiculously physical. Yeah. But if I come in and just step onto stage, my body just doesn't want to play. So I always either have to be swimming or at the gym or go for a run or something to get my body moving. And
well, that's
just
evident when we watch you. They looked like abs there. They weren't painted
a lot
on,
of,
were
a
they?
Lot of, a lot of no, they, chicken and vegetables.
Real, yeah. Well, I eat both of those, but maybe I do them in the wrong order. Yeah,
right. I do mine fried.
Deep. The run, how many more, how long are you going on for?
Oh, we're here for a few more months.
Yeah, we're in Melbourne for...
Right.
How long are we in Melbourne?
Well, I think we're here and towards the end of the year, and it was lovely. We also announced that we were
going to Brisbane and Perth.
Oh, wonderful!
Yes, right. We're going there. So it's
we're very
been
excited.
Yeah, it's
and have
very
you been to either?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I lived in Perth for 3 years. So okay. I studied over there. So it'll be nice to return.
And Western Australia.
Western Australia.
That's right. WA. You've been looking it up.
You've got the lingo down.
WA. I know about WA.
You are going to fit right in.
I know, I'm sure. I'm very excited to see all of my kind there.
Okay, you can get tickets for Aladdin. I better. You know, people get nervous. You get tickets for Aladdin at Ticketek. It was on Her Majesty's, and obviously, I loved it. Otherwise, wouldn't want you on. Bloody well loved it. It is so good, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Really, thank you for having us.
All the best. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.